Okay, so basically I'm just calling people and ambushing them just because no one would give me their feedback on the election. Let's see if somebody picks up the phone now.
Hello?
Scott. Hello, it's Ed Shep.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Give me your thoughts on the election.
Hang on a second, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What are your thoughts on the election?
Oh, God. That's a million-dollar question.
And I want a million-dollar answer.
I don't know. It's a little bit like, Willis turns on Mr. Drummond and goes jugular.
What? You're comparing Obama and McCain to Willis and Mr. Drummond?
Well, yeah, it's kind of how it is, you know? It's like this skinny, awkward little black kid just going to town with Whitey.
Yeah, but Obama's not awkward, and he's not skinny either.
He's a little awkward. He's a little nerdy. You look at his like, his pictures when he was younger, and it's like he's got D&D nerd written all over him, you know?
You think?
And that's great.
But he was hanging out with the Weather Underground. He's probably like a cool hippie chick, but
he wasn't
like a
hanging
guy.
Out with the Weather Underground. He was like that nerdy kid who wanted in with the cool crowd, and they just kind of let him there because he could, he's really good at fixing computers or something.
And now he like is the cool crowd.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all childhood nerds grow up to rule the world. That's a given. But you get bullied when you're a kid is a way to test you, make sure you can stand up to Republican attack ads, I guess.
So do you think that people who were popular and cool in high school, like whoever's doing the testing, I presume it's teachers because they're plants, I guess, right? Whoever's doing the testing just says, well, they can't hack it. Or they're too good looking. It's like meeting somebody at a bar. Like someone was telling me the other day, you take the B+ homes, the Bs and the B+s, because the A's and the A+s, the ones who are really hot are just going to sit there and do nothing.
Well, I mean, that's getting a whole different thing about, schools aren't really meant, the modern schools don't really educate people. They just kind of teach them how to fit into a box.
Kind of like how Celine Dion is so mainstream, she's underground.
Yeah, because everyone hates her, but she sells an ungodly amount of tickets to her shows.
And you know that she was some sort of weird outcast nerd. She's just a freak, like in so many senses of the word.
Nobody dates like old men when you're 12. If you're all normal in your head, that doesn't happen. But wow, we really deviated from the election.
Yeah, so are you going to vote in California?
Vote.
Are you going to vote for...
Of course.
What is it that we should vote against? Proposition 8? Or are we voting for that?
Proposition 8, yeah.
Voting against it.
Against it.
Okay.
It's going to, supposedly change the Constitution so only straight people can get married. Personally, I think that straight people can keep marriage, but, nobody should have a law against it.
How's Schwarzenegger doing?
He's Schwarzenegger. He's not as bad of a governor as I was afraid he was going to be, but it's still kind of embarrassing that Schwarzenegger is our governor.
Do you think that Angeline can unseat him in the next election?
I doubt it. Everyone is doing perfectly fine having the Terminator as their governor.
They wouldn't rather have Angeline? How old is she?
Angeline lately?
How old?
She's old.
What, 70?
She's pickled. She's really not. she's not pretty anymore.
Oh man, no way.
Not that
Say
she was ever
so.
Pretty. She was like, beauty pageant fake pretty, but
she was weird looking.
And then airbrush pretty. Her lips look like a puckered asshole. It's pretty gross. They're really, really abnormally large. Blah.
So are you going to vote? Are you going to vote for Obama? Or are you writing an Ed Shep?
I am voting for Obama. He's kind of. I have a bit of a crush on him. I mean, I don't want to see him naked or anything, but I'd like to bring him to a dinner party and impress everyone that I know Obama. We're cool. We discuss politics. Talk about Acorn.
Obama.
I call him BK. See, that's how awesome I am.
That makes people think you're hanging out with the Burger King. Is the Burger King still cool? That's what I mean. Is the Burger King still cool?
The Burger King? I've never thought the Burger King was cool. I always thought he was kind of creepy.
He is kind of creepy, but that's why he's cool. Because he's so creepy.
I don't know. Do you remember that very first commercial when the dude woke up and he was in his bed with him?
I think I do. I mean, and yeah, it's very...
Yes,
it's very creepy. But that's why he's cool, because he's just so strange. He's unknowable. Like God.
But I think he's kind of a creepy version of Jack from Jack in the Box.
I don't think I know who he is.
You don't have Jack in the Box?
I'm not sure. I don't think we do.
That damn backward East Coasters.
For Sleazley's?
YouTube that. You know, just YouTube it. Find Jack in the Box commercials, and they're fantastic.
Meh.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Everybody, this is Ed Shep, and you're listening to my Election Day special. Because it's a special that we can do. We can recycle stuff from old shows.
Dudes. I've already got like a lot of stuff from the America show in here, but it's still good. There's new stuff, too.
Ooh, you know what else we can do?
Yeah, but you say it first.
You can play one of those old themes that we never used.
How about the doop-a-doop-doop? No, something more...
Oh, yeah, how about the violins one?
The boom, 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 boom.
Ooh, I love that one! Ooh, yeah, let's cue that up.
All right, here we go!
Data flow swirling through your radio. A smash, flash, drastic, splashtic show called the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. A sweet spice, super sizzle, sparkle, snow. An audio beep show by Van Gogh. So slide right up and say hello to the Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
Sprinkling through your sonorous fear, blasting past the last frontier, the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. A grand slam, no spam, glamboree, flea-free TNT glee times three.
It all starts out with an E.
The Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
What's this itch-dazzle data flow swirling through your radio?
I think by now you should probably know.
The Ed Shep Radio Experiment. So find a comfy place to stay. Crank that volume all the way, cause right now it's for the Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. There's a show. Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Houston, and this is what I think. I really don't care. Whatever happens, happens. I don't even vote. Thanks.
Since the election, Tom DeLay and his staff have been firing up the right-wing networks to demand my impeachment. The radio talk shows were pushing in hard, and moderates were beginning to hear from anti-Clinton activists in their home districts. They were convinced they could get enough moderate members of Congress to forget about the popular opposition to impeachment by making them fear the retaliation of disappointed Clinton haters. In the context of this strategy, the vote of the House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, led by Chairman Henry Hyde, against the censure resolution was as important as their votes for impeachment articles. Censure was the preferred option of 75% of the American people. If a censure motion were to be presented to the House, the moderate Republicans would vote for it, and impeachment would be dead. Hyde claimed that Congress didn't have the authority to censure the president. It was impeachment or nothing.
Okay, so give me your take on the election. What you got to say? Election, the movie.
Well, let's do it another time. I can't talk about it now. I'm too upset about the fact that I ordered a coffee instead of a decaf. I cannot get over that right now.
In the woods near Fort Duquesne, French and Indian musket balls and arrows suddenly rained down on the colonial troops. The well-planned ambush quickly turned to a massacre. Out of 86 American officers in the skirmish, only one young colonel survived the battle without injury, though his horse was killed and four mysterious bullet holes were later found in his jacket. 15 years later, the Indian chief who had fought against the Americans that day told George Washington that he had personally fired at him 17 times, leading the chief to declare that Washington must be a particular favorite of heaven, since bullets had no effect on him. This story of George Washington's divine protection is today's American inspiration. You too can be an American inspiration by joining the Presidential Prayer Team. Receive a free window decal and presidential prayer updates at presidentialprayerteam.org. That's presidentialprayerteam.org.
My message today.
Hello?
So, what do you think about the election?
I think it's a big bag of BS.
Like, why? What do you mean?
I don't know. I just think that it's just... I mean, I've been hearing about this for so long, it's just like, okay, I'm over it, you know? It's like, you need to just pick the goddamn president and, like, move on, because this is getting ridiculous.
Are you going to vote?
I'm voting for the black guy.
Really? You're not going to write in Etchep?
Oh! I already voted for that when we had the New York vote thing. Why haven't you sang, Black is Back and It's Here to Stay?
Can you sing that?
No.
Hmm.
Oh man, I feel so bloated right now.
Cool.
It is a 70s song.
Whatever you do, don't get the clap. Don't get the clap. Whatever you do, you can do what you want to do. Do what you're gonna do, but don't get the clap.
Woo! Feel like I just got home. You can say, and I feel like I just got boned in the field.
Oh my god, that is so good! That is really good! Because I used to say, I feel like a cordless phone, but that doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, so what do we think about the election? What do you think, Jason Atkins?
Ow! I think we need to...
Wait, what was that for? Ow!
How you doing? She's in favor of Obama, but she does say she wants to go on record saying she wishes there was a third candidate.
What?
Why?
There is.
She wants more choices. She wishes there were more choices, but she says she's going with Obama because she's
well,
in favor of Obama.
Well, I support Obama.
I like him
but
too.
But I'm going to vote for neither because Obama will win New York anyway.
Wait, why are you saying... No, you can't be serious.
Obama's
going to win New York.
What?
No, he's just doing it as a statement, but I'm like thinking, why vote Ralph Nader when you can write in Etchep?
But listen, 8 years ago when we voted for Clinton, that whole Nader thing messed everything up.
Well,
not
I don't know if that's what...
No, yes, in other states, but not in New York. In New York, it's
Cannot
just...
You can't be state... What's the word? State nationalistic or whatever. You have to be about the country.
Give your vote to Ralph Nader.
But
fine, I'll vote
no,
for Obama.
It's just one vote.
Yay!
No.
You've got to get off this stupid Ralph Nader kick, Anadi. I'm sick of it.
Shut up.
Why not write in Etchep?
We don't like
it's possible,
it.
But are you on the ballot?
Do I have to be?
No, we're going
to... Wait, isn't that the nature of a write-in ballot?
I think that all of us should
because
go...
I want to be on the winning side.
Well, then you vote for Obama.
You're a son of a bitch! And your mother was a bitch.
Wait.
We should all write ourselves in.
But I don't want to run for office.
So I chilled with the angel Gabriel. And then finally I got in the book of life. He's like, you know, dude, I think you're so cool. I'm going to put you in the book of life. So I was like, yeah, it's totally about being impossible.
We all know it doesn't matter who gets elected president. Do you really think it's gonna change anything around here? Make one single person smarter, or happier, or nicer? The only person it does matter to is the one who gets elected.
So tomorrow, Duke Taylor and his thugs take over the city.
And order a policeman to stop him.
I'm afraid you're right. It's up to the people now. They've really got to get out and vote.
Hi, everybody. Hi, this is Tavares from The Tavares Show. I just wanted to let everyone know that I am for Barack Obama. He's fierce, he's fabulous, and he's ready to lead. So he has my endorsement wholeheartedly. Now, people, this is one of the most historic events of our time. Our economy is in the toilet. We're still at war. People are losing their homes. And frankly, it's getting a little scary out there. So if you're feeling at all like how I described, get out there and rock your vote and let your voice be heard. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, get out there and vote. I don't care who you vote for. Okay, that's a lie. You know who I want you to vote for. Hell, vote for Paris Hilton. I hear she's running too. But seriously, just do me a favor and vote!
Barack! Barack Obama! Barack! Barack Obama! Barack! Barack Obama! Obama! Obama!
Yeah, I mean, I think we need a fashion icon. Like, I think we need that, especially with the recession. I mean, people need to know they need to buy clothes. You know, like, clothes make a person. Like it's important. Like, people need to look at the president's wife and be like, she's shutting it down in the White House. You know, my mom and I were talking, and this is the first time that I'm talking about this, but I'm actually putting out an album of my own called Northern Lights. The Bristol Peel and Lullaby album, and it's really great. And my new single is called "I Had No Choice But to Have You."
You ain't got to lie, Obama. You ain't got to lie, Obama. Whoa.
I think, you know what? I personally think Michelle is shady.
Barack Obama.
Hold on.
And what I'd like to say is that I didn't even know Barack was black. You know, I thought he was just a very handsome guy that happened to be tan. And the Barack Obama was like, you know, German or something. Did you think that?
I think McCain should win. And I'm just saying that because it's nothing like I'm not racist. I'm not racist. I just think that McCain reminds me of someone I know.
I had no choice but to have you, baby Jesus.
With your crazy schedule, how are you going to have time to dress the First Lady?
I mean, you know, we all make a sacrifice for our country. It's so important to me because I'm a perfectionist, and like when I see something, it has to be right, or I'm like obsessed with it. And I'm obsessed with Obama's winning this election.
I hear the wolves calling. Ooh.
Something like that.
You don't got to lie. No. Michelle, she ain't your baby mama. Dumper will go find Osama. Ooh, you so tall, you so strong. I bet you got a real big ding along. Gonna ride you like that Illinois train. Gonna steam up the tracks, but right.
This is decaf, this is regular, but this is half decaf and half regular, and this is all regular, but with two shots of espresso. I'm not hungry now.
McCain has these weird pans because he was stuck in the Korean War.
And that Bristol pan, I just saw her walk out the studio. She's crazy. That girl crazy. She threw this beer. I picked that shit up. I'm like, girl, we're in a recession. You know, this nail falls off, I'm gonna pick it up. Actually, the other day, my nail fell off and a pigeon went after it. I punched that pigeon in the face. I'm like, listen, pigeon, this is a recession. Go on your stoop.
You know, my mother always said, recession, depression. And she was right.
Actually, McCain visited the Dunkin' Donuts that I work at. Which was really cool because when he came, we just made a new batch of these munchkins. We called them the McCainkins. And I'm getting emotional. I got to hand him the first McCain munchkin that was ever made. And I just felt really proud.
Sorry, it just made me so emotional. I just got so emotional about it because the McCainkins was my idea.
And if Obama came to me and said, listen, Michelle wanted singing lessons, I'd be like, I teach you how to riff. Woo, woo, Michelle, why you looking crazy with that crazy eyebrow? You got a crazy eyebrow. Hillary Clinton's gonna put tax in your shoes. Oh my God, you gotta look at my shoes. Look at my shoes. They're cute, right?
Hey.
Tripoli to meet Gaddafi with Louis Farrakhan, one of the biggest racists and anti-Semites in the country. He didn't leave his church when his church gave a lifetime achievement award to Farrakhan. There is no excuse. Not only Neil Gorsuch is he unfit to be a senator, he is certainly unfit to be president. To teach kindergartens about, quote, inappropriate touching. Now, this is something serious radio talk show host Lynn Samuels says is a good use of our tax dollars, but Ann could not disagree more. So, Lynn, first of all, let's be specific. This is not, according to Obama, he's pulled back and said, look, this is not the kind of sex education that high schoolers get. He's not saying that this should be applied to kindergartens, but he is saying that some kind of sex education for kindergartens is in order. What say you?
Well, we call it sex. You're calling it sex because we understand what sex is.
To children, you're teaching them about inappropriate touching. You're teaching them about strangers saying, come into the car, I have a puppy, I have some candy. It's not sex to little children, only to us.
Well, and the Daily News is calling sex ed for kindergarten the Kermit Sutra. What would you call it?
That is what Lynn just said, is the most astonishing whitewash of what a politician said that I've ever heard, and my hat is off to you, Lynn. But to say that all the things that he's talking about when he's talking about sex education is, don't get into a stranger's car. I don't think he would need to call it sex education.
This call was paid for by McCain Palin in 2008 at the Republican National Committee.
Best non-evil president in our history, garnering massive media attention and love, as well as tens of millions in free advertisement by most of the big news outlets and papers. All those qualities have led him to become one of the biggest sensations in America.
Wow, that's a weird ring.
Hello?
God, you sound like you're in a box.
I know. It's because it's on my laptop and it has like a microphone.
So what do you think about the election?
It sounds like it's going to be even more of a landslide. I think, but I'm not going to get my hopes up because you never know this fucked up country, you know?
Totes.
But I just don't know. I mean, the economy is kind of playing in what's his name's favor. I mean,
Obama's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would think that would help. Oh, so this, there's this website called InTrade. Have you ever heard of that? People do, you can take bets on like who's going to win the election. And so people are betting that Obama will win. It's like 80% on InTrade that he'll win versus like 16% for John McCain to win.
Is real money involved?
Yeah, there's real money. The reason it's supposed to be accurate because they have a large enough sample size and they believe that if it's an independent random sample, you can extrapolate that to the population. So if you randomly select people, or if... That's the thing, it's not really randomly selected, but if there's a big enough number of people participating, you can get sort of a somewhat normal distribution, and you can say, well, it's pretty much what all voters would think. That's how they do when they randomly dial up 100 people in the country and ask them what they think, and then they extrapolate that to the rest of the population. And it generally holds because for some reason, things in nature everywhere are like tend to be normally distributed like the bell curve. So it's weird in nature and just the phenomenon and everything. It's like it's unreal how everything is like in a bell curve. Sounds good, but I'm not gonna count my chicken or eggs before they're hatched because I never know with this country, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, whoever wins, they're inheriting a disaster.
Did you see that Sarah Palin thing I sent you?
I did. It's funny.
Maverick.
But I like it how, like, you click the red phone and everything explodes.
Maverick!
And they're everything. What is that when you open that window? There's all these people's What is that? It's people screaming?
I'm not sure. I think it's like a war or disaster going on, and there's dinosaurs out there. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't notice that. I noticed the drilling thing, but not the dinosaurs.
Yeah, those are oil derricks. Like, they're drilling everywhere, and then dinosaurs.
Oh. But I saw a clip last night where it's like crazy. They had a Crazy McCain Lady interrupting Weekend Update or something.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. The Crazy McCain Lady, though, that was actually really funny. She was like, the Saturday Night Live skit was pretty much accurate. She was like basically talking just like that and saying something, and John McCain's like shaking his head, no, ma'am, and he reaches over and takes the microphone away from her.
Oh, yeah, like we watched that right before we watched this SNL thing, and I was like, is she drunk?
She was crazy. I think she was drunk. She sounded insane. Completely insane.
Arab.
I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
America, 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 America.
$2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? I don't feel good, don't bother me. I won't write my poem until I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? Tears. America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble, and be trouble, and be trouble, and be trouble.
Forces, Rumsfeld replied. Until we can do that, how can we talk about including others? We need to plan as if things won't go well.
Okay, so what do you think about a year from Canada? So what do you think about election day coming up?
Well, I think Obama should win.
Okay, why?
He just seems like the smartest candidate compared with that what's his name?
McCain. So what?
Not crazy chick.
So why do you think, what has the coverage been like in Canada?
Well, we're having our election at the same time, but we're hearing a lot about the American one.
What are the issues with your election?
Conservatives versus liberals. I don't know.
Like, what are the issues?
Healthcare, education.
What do the conservatives want to do to healthcare?
I don't really know.
You don't know much about your own election?
I've already voted.
Who did you vote for?
NDP. The New Democrats.
And that's the Liberal Party?
No.
That's the Conservative Party?
No.
What is it?
The New Democrats. They're way, way, way the other way.
Other way from what? Are they left? Are they center? Are they what?
I think they're left.
Okay. You don't know? No, they're left.
They're left.
Okay. So why did you vote left? What's going on? I want to know, like, seriously, what are the issues that made you vote far left?
Just their policies on the environment, their policies on education. They're just smarter than the other people.
Awesome. I think the left is always smarter.
Oh, definitely. And the conservatives, they're running the government right now, and they're doing a shitty job. A very, very shitty job.
I thought they got voted out.
No.
Are y'all going to vote the conservatives out, do you think?
Hopefully. Right now, he's going down in the ranks, and I don't know what's going on right now, and election day is on Tuesday, so we're going to find out on Tuesday, but I think, well, I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed that we're going to get Harper out, but it's kind of like the same thing that's going on here. It's like Harper is friends with Bush, from what I've heard and what I've seen on TV, and so I can see that equal kind of thing with you guys. Yeah, I'm standing really down. Worst interview ever.
What are your voting rates in Canada? Are they like 80%?
Yeah.
Like ours is like 20%.
Seriously?
No, they're like 40%, I think. But, yeah.
Oh. Hi, this is Suzanne Dozier-Briseño, and these are my thoughts about the election. First of all, I'm really tired of the squabbling. I'm really tired of the attack ads. I'm not exactly sure who I'm going to vote for. So far, neither has put forth a really great plan to fix the economy, and that's what I'm really concerned about right now. So those are my thoughts.
My friends, this was never the way I planned, not my intention. My team got scared, Barack's a young man, and I'm a geriatric. It's not what we're used to, just wanna try you on at the old white boys club at the convention.
He picked a girl to be VP.
Hope Mitt Romney don't kill me.
We hope you'll mistake me for Hillary,
which isn't too darn likely.
I can shoot a moose, kill your right to choose, mesmerize you with my updo.
I picked a girl to be VP.
To be VP. Conservative girls are so magical. NRA card so electable. I'll make you hard with my energy plan. I'll let you drill Anwar.
Girl to be VP.
Mitt Romney ain't got gams like me.
Took balls to put boobs on the ticket.
Put that in your pipe and lick it.
I can shoot a moose, kill your right to choose, mesmerize you with my updo. I picked a girl to be VP.
To be VP.
Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Up. Up. Hey, hey. Up. Up. Progress must end. I've come here tonight to report to all Americans they are mistaken. They have endorsed representative government, and we've taken steps to correct them. Human beings will not be tolerated. Such an opportunity. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. It is the commitment of our government and my personal commitment to wear out the patience of Americans. Our desire to be safe from brutal and bullying oppression will fade and die away. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. The return of tyranny is right and just. We want its words to have meaning. We'll deny civilized behavior, a base of operation, and export more violence. Progress must end. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. The world has a clear interest in the spread of democratic values, and we will not allow it. A civil society will cease to exist. A harsh society in which women are voiceless is an essential commitment of our strategy. Dictatorship is a massive undertaking. The total control of every person, understood by all. But my fellow Americans, they're proud people. They know that retreat before a dictator will be respected. Thank you all very much.
Say it to the recorder.
Do I need to repeat myself?
Hold the recorder.
Okay. Well, did you see the New York ballots that said Barack Osama on them?
No.
It was insane. So it was like Rensselaer County in New York or something like that. Actually, absentee ballots said Barack Osama and Joe Biden or John McCain and Sarah Palin.
Wait, if you voted for Barack Osama, does it even count because it's not spelled correctly?
I think it counts because it's a real ballot.
Okay. Would you have to write in Barack Obama? Would that count for something different? Because that would be a write-in candidate.
I'm assuming that they just will accept whatever, but maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, it's weird shit.
Somewhere out there, there's a guy named Barack Osama, and he might.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen, actually.
Well, actually, I kind of think that this is the end of the Republican Party. I think that the economy's gotten to the point that, like, they can't continue to preach, you know, lower taxes, smaller government, deregulation, free market wins. Because people have just been burned too badly.
I am excited about flying to Iceland for $400.
With Superman out of commission, people who are going to vote will be afraid to.
That's it. That's it. Give me more. Keep me coming. Keep me coming.
I don't know. I believe he's gonna help us out, so I think. Save the drama for Obama, because he'll whatever problems you have, he'll solve it.
Obama is going to be the new FDR. He'll introduce the new deal for the 21st century, and he's going to get us out of this mess. And once and for all, this awful Republican majority bullshit. I hate it.
Defying the economically depressed area. Because nothing says we're best, like the sight of a bear who can't afford
to
be a best friend, a depressed
is he?
Oh no, it's that crazy lady from the McCain rally.
Oh no.
Has your question about Obama?
Well, yeah, now's not a great time.
I can't trust him, because I went to the library and had this little black girl help me look up Obama on the computer pages, and let me tell you, it says he can converse with terriers. I got the proof of Obama, he's a Muslim.
Obama is a muslin?
No, ma'am, muslin is a kind of fabric.
No, he wasn't born here, he's a...
Why does Amy call it fat? Is she pregnant?
He's a jur.
He's a what? What, a jur?
Yeah, he's a big jur. He's Jewish.
Oh, you mean Jewish? No, ma'am, no, he's not Jewish.
No?
No.
Well, I do know he's 50% Egyptian. He's gonna change the White House to a pyramid.
No.
So the weddings to be gay weddings. And they have orgies.
Orgies?
No.
Crazy McCain rally lady, everybody.
That's so funny.
Anyway, Leslie Kritzer. Go her. ESLIE IE KRITZ.
Ooh, what's this?
ER.
It's often been said that in the free market, you vote with your dollar. Money talks. Money even votes. In fact, today is free market election day. Election returns from around the country are coming in. So let's look at the final returns. Take it away, Andre.
You bet, Tex. Free market election returns are pouring in from all over the country all of the time. Let's turn to some big races. First, that important election in transportation. Leading candidates Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors are being strongly challenged by foreign candidates as the votes come rolling in. Poor people are not voting in this election, not having enough dollars to vote, and the big three have managed to push their rival public transportation out of the race while it was still in Congress months ago. Public transportation had a lot of backing, but once again, its backing didn't have very much money, and people without money don't vote.
That's right, Fred. People without any money don't vote, because money votes. And money has voted in the health industry once again to provide extensive treatment for the superficial illnesses of the rich, while overcrowded public hospitals will give inadequate coverage of poor people's community health needs.
That's wonderful, Gloria. More happy winners on Election Day. Now let's turn to Bob Wombat on the street.
Okay, Frank, this is Bob Wombat on the street with a rather frustrated member of the free market electorate.
You bet your ass I'm frustrated, you simple-minded fool.
Why don't you tell us about it, then?
That's all these white people's going on in, voting for their Cadillacs, their snowmobiles, and their fancy rides on airplanes. So I said, well, hot damn, time for me to vote for a steak and potatoes. So I went down to the free market voting booth, and I said, I vote for steak and potatoes. But the jive ass, he says, that'll be $5. So I said, I don't have five goddamn dollars. So he said, then you don't vote.
Well, in the free market, you vote with your dollars.
Well, then you dig me, you shucking motherfucker. You take your goddamn free market election day and you blow it dead out your ass.
Now back to you, Stu.
Well, that certainly was a disgruntled gentleman. And now we have a report from Buck Belson with quite a different side to the story.
That's right, Jim. I'm here in the shadow of the Panacea Hilton with Mr. and Mrs. Nelson Nicely of Utopia Park, California. Tell me, how did you folks fare on election day?
Oh, just splendidly, Buck. We voted for a new summer home in Vermont, a vacation on the Riviera, and next year we expect to elect our daughter into Smith College.
And how about you, Mr. Nicely?
This is a great system we live under, Buck, and it was a pleasure to do our part.
Well, Mr. Nicely, how would you respond to those who claim that an unequal distribution of wealth and unequal access to capital make these elections rigged?
Sore losers, Buck.
Well, that seems to cover the story here. Now back to you in the studio, Tex.
And that's the way it is. Today, free market election day.
That was the news. And here's Red Shadow, that great new economics rock and roll band featuring the singing Economettes.
If you don't get out and vote this year, you're really not proven. It takes every one of us to keep the country moving. You can make it to the polls, you can get it together. Don't you meet me there, we'll vote, we can make things better. V-O-T, vote.
There's a war on for that White House over there. Both political parties say the other is trying to take it, not by winning the vote, but by stealing it. In fact, the Democrats say the Republicans have done it before.
You know, a lot of Europeans wonder, why are Americans so crazy if they keep reelecting this guy? Well, the answer is, we don't. You know, they keep stealing these elections. And they stole it in 2000. They stole it in 2004. And they're all set up to steal it again.
Now, the Republicans accuse the Democrats of voter fraud on a massive scale.
Republicans charge that Democrats have registered as many as 5 million illegal aliens, fakes, felons, and fraudulent voters.
So the question is, are the Democrats stuffing the rolls with millions of bogus voters, or are the Republicans blocking millions of genuine voters?
The answer is buried somewhere out here.
This is no country for old men, or young ones for that matter. It's an economic ghost town.
This is the desert town of Las Vegas, the other one, Las Vegas, New Mexico, where they made the movie No Country for Old Men. For many people, work as extras on the film was the only work they had all year. Even the candidates for office are back on horseback to save gas. Odd thing, in elections earlier this year in New Mexico, 1 in 9 people who turned up at the polls found their names had simply vanished from the voter rolls.
I wasn't on the list, and I had to do one of those papers.
Provisional? Okay, yeah. Let me tell you, those lists came from the Secretary of State's office. The local clerk did not have anything to do with that.
What's going on here? We asked this man, County Elections Supervisor Pecos Paul Mays.
So people are losing their vote?
Yes. Because they're not on the voter rolls, you know.
Even the supervisor had his own surprise.
I understand you had a problem.
I had a problem during the contest, yes.
What happened? Your name was missing?
It was... yes.
It didn't say Pecos Paul on the voter rolls?
It didn't say Pecos Paul.
You're the election supervisor. I didn't have your name on the voter roll.
The presidency could be decided right here. Republicans won New Mexico last time by barely 5,000 votes. Which voters have gone missing?
A lot of poor folk on this street. Officially, they don't exist. In fact, this whole street doesn't exist.
Low-income voters especially have been purged from voter rolls under new U.S. law. Republicans claim these purge laws are needed to prevent voter fraud. We caught up with one of the party's top anti-fraud crusaders at a Republican celebration. Lawyer Pat Rogers singled out ACORN, a Democratic Party-linked group.
Are the Democrats using fraudulent means to stuff the voter rolls and steal the election?
My experience in Albuquerque with the ACORN group is that they were involved in serious registration fraud. My experience in Albuquerque with the elections over the last few years have indicated that there have been isolated instances of voter fraud.
It's true that several ACORN workers were convicted of making up fake names for the voter rolls because they were paid for each name they collected. But there's no evidence that any fictional voter actually cast a ballot. Rogers still fears they'll appear in November.
If you're going to go to this effort and this expanse of having fraudulent people registered, why would you do that? People say that there is no fraud here. There is.
I drove into Detroit to investigate whether Republican plans to stop fraudulent voters might also capture innocent victims of the economic crisis. In Michigan, 62,000 families now face losing their homes to foreclosure on their mortgages. In neighborhoods like this, half the houses have been repossessed.
This house here is vacant. I mean, it's a nice house. Look at this house.
This is Robert Pratt. Nice house right here. He's next on the list.
This house here is vacant. Yeah, it's empty. This house is empty.
That makes it impossible for you to sell your house.
To sell any house. This house is vacant. Then you look across the street over there. Those houses are vacant. I work straight with no overtime, no off days. I'm talking 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. Yes.
So you're trying to get these buildings.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to build. I mean, look at our neighborhood. Our neighborhood's starting to look like a battle zone.
As the neighborhood spun down into poverty and violence, his son, just 12 years old, playing in the backyard, was shot dead by a stray bullet.
This is my son. This is my son. This is Robert.
He's lost his son, his home, and now he could lose his vote. A reporter for the Michigan Messenger wrote that the local Republican chairman told the journalist that his party would challenge residents right at the polling station to stop them from voting if their names are on a foreclosure list. The Republicans now deny this, but the Michigan Messenger sticks by its story.
There's another issue. If you lose this house, there is an allegation that the Republican Party
don't want us to vote. And that's not how, I mean, that's like saying we're not a United States citizen anymore. You know, we lose our house, we lose our right to vote. That's not right. That's not fair.
This is the second time this family has faced foreclosure. Last time, they were thrown out by a company called Trot and Trot, a firm that evicts more than 100 Michigan homeowners every day.
Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation, electric drills, cutting up tongues, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've begun inoculating troops and first responders against ballistic airports. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear program chemical in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 7 million hydrogen-powered doctors in the Western Wall of the Pentagon. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell, pulling up information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
So do you want to be on my show?
Well, I don't know.
Why? What does that mean? Do I have a lot of stuff to put in?
Yeah.
Well, I could always fit my mom in.
But this is no country for old men.
What? What do you mean? I didn't see the movie. Are you referring? I mean, no.
No, I'm referring to John McCain.
Oh. So what are your thoughts on the election, just in general? Anything?
I'm hoping that Obama wins because he has the most current views and he will lead our country to be a better country.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you could also put, this is no country for old men.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in from the beginning. Is it okay to just put it in from the beginning?
Yeah. Well, I got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
There are more Obama signs in yards in Florida than there are for sale signs. I read that in the paper today.
Oh, okay. I bet it's probably true, actually.
In spite of yourself, put pride on the shelf and sign up to vote today. A war, despair, no jobs anywhere. It's not gonna go away. Hey, we need a great man, start changing the can, and everyone gets a share. A real circus clown, he's up when he's down. Everyone vote for King. Go, the King, go, the King, go. He'll cure your political blues. The King, go, the King, go. You've earned the right to choose. What have you got to lose? Everyone vote for Kinko. Everyone vote for Kinko.
I passed by several polling stations this morning. There's a tough-looking thug lounging in the doorway of every one of them.
They should be arrested.
Some of them have been, Lois. But Taylor's thought of that, too. He has a bondsman at the city hall. He bails them out in 5 minutes.
But people can vote the way they want to once they get inside the booth, can't they?
Theoretically, yes. But there have been some very nasty threats if Buckley loses.
Well, they wouldn't talk so big if Superman were alive. I mean, like he used to be.
You were right the first time, Lois. He is practically dead.
Well, we still have 5 hours voting time left. Superman would only recover.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You're my girl, Hillary, former first lady. Will she be president? Who knows? Maybe you're Barack Obama. I'm the black Democrat. No, I ain't no punk. Hillary's a hot mama.
Shep from the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Who did you vote for?
Who are you?
I'm Ed Shep from the Ed Shep Radio Experiment.
How did you get in there?
We're outside. Anyway, who did you vote for?
I voted for McCain. Yeah, I got Sarah Palin a lot. She's pro-abortion.
Actually, she's against abortion, I think.
That's what I said. She's against abortion. I really like that against abortion stance. I'm not a big fan of the abortion thing. And I think she's very fair. She's very fair. Really, like, she believes Jesus is her Lord. Jesus is Lord. And Sarah Palin is like, oh, excuse me, my phone's ringing. Excuse me. Hello?
I just called to see a tampon. I just called to tell you you soak up period blood. You soak up period blood. I just called to tell you what? What? You're a tampon. And I mean it all about it. Seriously, you're a tampon.
This is the post-interview. I think I sounded like an American jackass.
That's it? Okay.
Baby. It's a little distortion.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
El número o código.
Let's try this again. Oh. Echo.
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 Beep.
Beep.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow, that's cool.
Hey.
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 Nay.
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 Geep.
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 Groosh bagoosh.
Groosh bagoosh.
Groosh bagoosh.
Groosh bagoosh.
Push.
Push.
In the bush.
In the bush.
This is retarded.
This is retarded.
Glow. 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 Gorgeous ladies of wrestling. You're listening to WFMU.org. Bam!